Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. A lot of discussion on this so-called Alabama Appreciation Day, as Sip has labeled this.
It's not so-called. Don't qualify it. It's Alabama Appreciation Day.
So-called Alabama Appreciation Day, labeled by one person and one person only over there.
I'm trying to think of something else I appreciate about Alabama. Black shoes are cool. I like those. Old school.
Really?
Yeah. They wear those black shoes. Just another Bryce Young, maybe. I mean, Bryce Young doesn't get asked to run, but when he ran the other day, he was very decisive in the way he ran the ball. I appreciated that. Got into the end zone running the ball one time, 15-yard touchdown.
Scamper.
Yep. I appreciated that, and I appreciate Alabama to the hilt. They are an incredible organization, Jake. Incredible.
And you have a chance to watch them as the number one overall seed in the playoff.
Yeah, Alabama, number one.
Christmas came early for you, didn't it?
Well, I just loved watching that game on Saturday. I mean, I was like Chris, caller Chris. I thought, Georgia probably beat them, and we'll see what happened. It could really create a controversial situation, but really no controversy with the top four in the college football playoff. Really none. No controversy.
No, because Oklahoma State's loss made it a lot easier for Cincinnati.
And Alabama's resounding win.
Yep, that made sense.
Alabama putting 41 on Georgia and winning so convincingly. Yeah, and the fact that Oklahoma State couldn't get in the end zone from the one. We've seen that before.
That was, yes. Pretty painful.
That running back. I thought that running back was going to
get He had it, too. It looked like they got outside. Oh, he's going to get in. Nope. He dove a little too early, but he kind of had to.
Michigan took care of a lot of issues by whooping Iowa 42-3. So it's set. It's set. Alabama versus Cincy, 13.5-point favorite. Michigan versus Georgia. I imagine Georgia's a favorite. I don't know what that number is. I should, because I was reading it yesterday. Georgia's favored. I don't know what that. Check that out real fast, if you don't mind, and I'll try to get it. Georgia probably is a 6.5-point favorite. I'll say 6.5.
7.5.
7.5.
7.5-point favorite for Georgia.
Okay.
Is that right?
Where
would the simple line be?
I think Georgia wins by less than 7.5. That's what I think.
It opened at 9.
That's
it's dipped to 7.5. Opened at 9.
Well, if it's Stetson Bennett back there against Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo, they'll have problems. Now, they have a Chris, no, anybody watch that game knows, gosh, Georgia has a tight end, a freshman, Jake, named Brock Bowers, and a true freshman. Now, he was taking over a lot of the second half as Georgia tried to rally. That's a freshman who Fedoni was rated ahead.
Really?
If Fedoni's better than Brock Bowers, my God. I mean, that guy's he's a physical wonder. He does not, Jake. He looks nothing. He looks ready for the NFL. Okay, we'll put it that way. I don't know if he's 18 or 19. He looks NFL ready as a true freshman. Check him out when you get a chance.
Okay, I will. Okay, so regarding Michigan, you'll always do the comparison game for your own school when you think about the team that wins the conference in the Big Ten. And I just want to look at Michigan real quick, because Michigan last year, Sip, we all made fun of them for going 2-4. They looked like they were just kind of lost last season.
2-4.
2-4. They didn't. They looked bad.
Beat Rutgers in overtime.
Triple overtime.
Yeah, triple
overtime. Triple overtime to beat Rutgers.
Needed overtime to beat Rutgers. Michigan goes into this season having lost 6 of its last 8 games overall. 6 of its last 8.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly momentum.
No,
it wasn't
look at them.
Exactly momentum for Michigan.
And I know what you're getting at. Go to it.
Well, I just want to say this. Michigan started over this past offseason, and it worked out for them. Why can't that happen in Nebraska? Now, I'm not saying I expect Nebraska to be a playoff team next year. Not at all. But I do think we saw a team this year in Nebraska. Of course, you're losing your quarterback for next year in Martinez. That's news, of course, for this team. And you're losing other guys on the team. But they were with all these teams. They were with all of them. They were with Michigan. They were with Ohio State. They were with Wisconsin and Iowa. They should have beat Iowa.
Go back to what happened at Michigan in the offseason.
Okay.
Harbaugh signed his contract extension, but he got a big pay cut. And it's a contract that's laden with incentives. Sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Took a big pay cut. Buyout. His buyout is $4 million, Jake. Jake, $4 million. That's it.
That's it. It's not much.
Okay. He makes changes on his staff, including firing his defensive coordinator.
Don Brown, you know I love.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I know it didn't work out for Don.
I know it didn't. So they hire Mike McDonald. So they're doing this with a new defensive coordinator and 2 new assistants on defense and 2 new assistants on offense. I mean, it's sort of mixed because he shuffled up his staff and some guys, there was some confusion, but basically 5 new staff members.
Yep.
Okay. 3 on defense, including a defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald. He shuffled his staff.
He came from the Ravens.
Yeah, came from the Ravens.
His brother John Harbaugh, suggested him. Say, hey, Jim said, who should I hire? He said, well, I got a guy here in Baltimore. Maybe you should hire him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked out great so far this year.
Yeah. So he shuffled up that staff. Big changes. And has Harbaugh made it work? Which I know caught your eye because that tells you it can work. Now, it helps when you have Aiden Hutchinson on one end and David Ojabo on the other end of your defensive line, and you get a combined 25 sacks from those guys. Come on. I mean, so Michigan has advantages that Nebraska doesn't have, like Hassan Haskins at running back. And, I mean, they're more fortified up front, as Chris pointed out. But they had to make – Jake, they had to make these big changes work. Quickly. Same situation. Now, a little different than in Harbaugh's in season 7. This is season 7 for Harbaugh. Okay?
Yeah.
Little different, too, because he won more.
Well, he's been in bowl games.
Yeah, he won
except
more.
Except for last year.
Yeah, he –
They were close to being a playoff team a couple years ago in Dwayne Haskins and company, 2018, right? They were
10-3, 8-1 in the Big Ten. They faltered late, I guess.
Well, they lost the bowl game and to Ohio State.
Right.
They had a chance to be a playoff team.
But what if, I mean, Harbaugh? Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, just I hate to say this on Alabama Appreciation Day at the Ticket, but it would be really interesting if Harbaugh won it all. I mean, it would really be, think about just from an intrigue standpoint. Wow, Michigan. Michigan just got it done. Michigan, the all-time leader in victories in college football, now finally gets that national championship, which they haven't won since 97.
But it gives you hope. That's what it gives.
Yes, it should.
Gives other, you know, if Alabama wins at all, the hope's gone again. If Michigan wins, wow, a lot of teams out there have hope. That team was bad. They were bad last year. They were terrible.
Good point.
They have been okay, but not great. The Jim Harbaugh tenure, they've been fine.
Yeah, they've won 10 games.
That gives you hope.
They've won 10 games 3 times under Harbaugh, 8 games in 2017, and 9 in 2019. But again, they had lost 6 of their last 8 games overall going into this season. You're right. That's exactly right. It gives you hope. It gives Nebraska hope.
We need more teams around the country to just have hope and believe they can do it. Michigan can provide that. Cincinnati and Michigan can provide that. Now, Georgia has not won a title. They've been in the conversation, I guess.
No, they won a title back in the day.
Yeah, I'm saying like recently. Yeah. It's been a long time.
They won
time.
A title when Herschel Walker was there. Yeah. I think it was 80 or 81.
It has been a long time. They have been in the conversation for many years. Yeah. They just have not won it recently.
Yeah, and Kirby got tattooed by Nick on Saturday. Wasn't that awesome? Yeah. Alabama Appreciation Day. Tattooed.
Yeah, I hate to say I'm rooting for Michigan because that feels weird.
Michigan
in how
over
I
Georgia?
Use how I usually no, I am definitely rooting for that. I am definitely rooting for Michigan to beat Georgia. I guess I'd root for them to beat Alabama. So I guess my team, if it's not Cincinnati, is Michigan this playoff.
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I think the playoff's interesting. But back to Michigan. Yeah, I mean, you can definitely. I don't know. Maybe people would bite back on this a little bit, but I think you can definitely draw parallels with Michigan and Nebraska with what Frost is doing right now. Replacing four staff members, four that we, you know, four right now. That conversation can evolve too. You never know what you're going to lose, but there's a parallel there, and I mean, there's a parallel simply that Harbaugh had to win this year.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he won.
He sure won in a big way.
Yeah, he got it going. He changed some things. But and now Kaz is writing in, Rick Kaczynski, saying it's not the same. Michigan had those 10-win seasons that Nebraska has not sniffed.
That's true. No, he's right. No, he's right in that.
Yeah, they have not sniffed that.
But there was this
in
whole,
the last 5 years.
Yeah, but there's the whole conversation that Harbaugh can't get it done. That was a real conversation. Everyone said he just can't do it.
He
can't get over Ohio State. He can't get over. He can't win the big one, and he did it.
He changed the coordinator like Frost is doing.
Yes.
He changed a coordinator. He changed his defensive coordinator. That's a big move. Changed two other positions on defense, shuffled his staff up, and made it work quickly. Made it work quickly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, yeah, kudos to Jim. And you're right. It does give other teams hope, including Nebraska.
Yeah, I have to think if you're a Nebraska fan out there this morning listening and you know thinking about Michigan – you had every chance to beat them in Lincoln. That team could win the national title. They are two wins away from winning the national championship this year. Mm-hmm. And you had an epic battle with them in Lincoln. It was a great football game. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like, I don't think Nebraska fluked their way into competing in that game. They had some great plays offensively. The defense played well enough to keep them in the game. Obviously, 32 points
Frost is one of Frost's better coach games since he's been here.
No, the third quarter... Yeah. Was hands down, no questions asked. It's a fact, not even an opinion. That was his best coached quarter of his entire Nebraska career. Oh, it was even that third quarter was incredible.
He dialed
Nebraska
it up.
Nebraska scored 22 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, he dialed it up. And they were patient because they got blanked in the first quarter, right? Right.
Yeah, but
first half.
They scored this at halftime.
Yeah, so you wondered what the hell's going on here, but they were confident. They had stuff. They were setting up certain things. It took a little bit. And then, you know, like play action, the play action to Austin Allen.
Yeah, beautiful.
They knew they could get that.
That
they
Harbaugh
knew they could
thought
get that.
Was some sort of illegal thing in the backfield.
Right. So Michigan this season was strong right out of the gate. Okay? Right out of the gate. Remember, they beat Washington, which turned out to be not a very good team, 31-10.
They blasted a good Northern Illinois team that just won the MAC.
Yeah, won 10
63-10, they won that game.
Yeah, Northern Illinois won 9 games this year. You're right.
Yeah, they blasted them.
Now, they struggled with Rutgers in Ann Arbor. Remember that?
I remember predicting that.
Yeah, they struggled with Rutgers 20-13. But then they went to Wisconsin and walloped Wisconsin 38-17, Michigan.
Yep.
Then struggled with Nebraska.
Beat them.
Right. Then midway through the season, lost that game to Michigan State 37-33. That's their only loss. And they've been pretty strong down the stretch. Pretty strong in that they won an epic, epic, memorable game at Michigan Stadium against the Ohio State. 42-27.
And thinking about the one loss Michigan had, they should have won. They were beating Michigan State, and they blew it late.
Well, I think, right? Yeah, they were up. I think they're up 33-17. Is that right?
I don't know.
I'll check.
They were up double digits though, and they blew it late. They could have had an undefeated season.
Yeah. So real strong coaching job by Harbaugh, having to change up his staff, new defensive coordinator, and still flipping it fast. I mean, got it going fast. So yeah, you can do it. There's an example. Again, though. Where it breaks down with Nebraska is Nebraska does not have an Aiden Hutchinson. It does not have a David Ojabo. It does not have a Hassan Haskins. It does not have a Daxton Hill. They don't have those guys. So it breaks down a little bit.
We'll get to Brandon in a second on the phones, but from the text line, Sip, Corey, our Corey says this. Jake predicted a lot of Rutgers close games this season. I think the only one that actually happened was the Michigan game being close.
Yeah, you like some Rutgers. You like yourself some
I
Rutgers.
Like Rex Schiano. Right, you know what, Corey? I was right in that game, though, but they did not win.
We got to get out of the prediction business because we're both horrible.
Brandon, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Brandon. Thanks
I'd
for calling.
I'd say good. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, not too bad. Ready to start the week off strong.
Yeah, that a boy.
It's the whole Jim Harbaugh thing is kind of funny because you're comparing him to Nebraska, but it as much time as Harbaugh has gotten up there at Michigan, it kind of makes you want. I know that they really like him, the alum. I get that, but 7 years it took him to get to this point, and the amount of 4- and 5-star players that Michigan brings in, year out basis. And the lack of development or what they got out of those players the past 6 seasons. Yeah, they won games, but they didn't win the big games. It kind of surprised me that, you know, that he was held on to. But, you know, they know what they're doing up there, and more power to them. I think the funny thing about the whole Big Ten championship game is you had a 10-2 team, and – a 3-9 team played Michigan better than they did, and I get it. It may be matchups. That may have been totally what it is. Nebraska let the ball loose, and they were opening the playbook up, and their matchups may have been better than what Iowa had against Michigan. I think the College Football Playoff Committee was just salivating for this opportunity for Alabama to come in and knock Georgia off so that they could let that group of five team in and say, here we go, fellas. We're going to pitch you against Alabama and Nick Saban, and we're going to prove our point as to why no group of five team should be ever allowed in the college football playoffs.
Wow,
again.
Brandon.
I really, you can't tell me that there isn't a little bit of that going on, Tib. You know, it was either going to be Bama or Georgia that they were going to potentially put him up against. And I really think that's the case. And maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
My main question for you guys is, when you guys were looking at the way that these college coaches' contracts are being structured, you know, $12, $15 million, how are programs like Iowa, Wisconsin, Grant, I know Wisconsin's a strong football program, but ones like those that have a coach that's there for years and years and years and they sign a lifetime contract like Ferentz has, how are they going to end up trying to keep those coaches around? Are they going to be willing to fork over that kind of money?
When they're gone? Is he talking about like when Ferentz is gone? I don't know. I don't know how I will handle that when Ferentz is gone. They'll pay market value for they'll have to pay market value for a great coach. And if they're going to go get come on, Jake, help me out.
Who would Iowa?
I mean, I think Jay Norvell gets mentioned there a lot.
Yeah, he does.
They wouldn't have to empty the vault for Jay Norvell. They wouldn't. Billy Napier just got about $7 million a year at Florida. $7 million a year, which we now thumb our nose at.
Yeah.
Oh, he just got $7 million a year. Napier got $7 million a year.
I don't really even know what the Venables money is yet at Oklahoma.
We'll have to see. We'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I didn't see the figures.
Never been yet. A head coach. Never been a head coach.
I know, but it's Oklahoma, though.
Billy Napier, never been a Power 5 head coach.
No.
So I don't – what would Iowa do? It depends on who they're going after. I think the Bob Stoops thing is – I think that ship has sailed. I don't think Bob Stoops would be going to Iowa or anywhere. I think he's done. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Iowa can pay, Brandon. That's what I'd say. Iowa can pay what it needs to pay.
I saw something hilarious yesterday. I didn't watch the video, but there was a screenshot of, you know, Oklahoma's playing Oregon in the bowl game.
Yes.
And Cristobal and Bob Stoops were both talking in this conference call. They both did not answer any questions at all, apparently, because Stoops is an interim, because he's not. And Cristobal is like, is he going to stick around? Is he going to be here or not? It was, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's comedic.
It was.
That is
the fact they have both these guys doing.
Yeah, I saw that too.
You saw it.
Yeah, Cristobal is a lame duck. Yep. No pun intended. I mean, he's not a lame duck in this.
Pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. In that he's struggling, but he's in negotiations with Miami, which are published. And by the way, I misspoke earlier when I said, who does that? Who negotiates with another coach while they have a sitting head coach? Well, what I'm suggesting is, okay, that does happen, but it doesn't happen publicly, right? I think it happens. There's sitting head coaches, and the AD behind the scenes has an agent or whoever, a go-between.
But that's
looking at other coaches, maybe even reaching out to other coaches through their people. But this is way different,
right? I think that's when it's obvious you have to fire a coach. Like if you've got a coach that's you got one game to go and they're 4-7, yeah, you might go negotiate for a new coach there. But if you're somebody that went 7-5, like Manny Diaz did in Miami, it's not obvious you got to fire him.
Right, but the Miami Herald's reporting that there's negotiations with Cristobal.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And Cristobal's got to make a decision, and meanwhile Manny Diaz has the head is out recruiting. That's not awkward at all, is it?
And his assistants too. The whole staff.
It's not.
They might all be gone.
It's not handled well. Now, I'd like to hear what Miami, like their administration, would say in rebuttal. They might say, well, it's because it got leaked. You know, maybe they didn't obviously intend it that it would get leaked, or sometimes they do intend that it gets leaked. Who knows?
Do you know, by the way, how old Brent Venables is? Got a guess there?
Yeah, Brent Venables must be about my age. I'm going to say he's 57.
He's only 50.
God.
I know.
That seems like
someone just texted in and I confirmed. Yeah, they said that guy even surprised Jake. Yeah, yeah. For the guy who does not get surprised, me, I am surprised he's only 50 years old.
Yeah, I would guess he's my age. I'm 55. I would guess he's a little older than me. 50. All
I still
right.
don't see a salary number there. We'll see if I can
find
something.
He
like
needs
that.
All the youthful vigor he can muster as he gets ready for the SEC and gets ready to follow in the footsteps of Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley made a great move to get out of there. Great move. Great move. Now he can go dominate in the Pac-12, right? Maybe dominate.
I expect that.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Pac-12, I see that UCLA is on the list of teams that might be interested in young Adrian Martinez.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I've seen Cal, UCLA, UCF, and Louisville.
But Kansas State.
Yeah, he was at Kansas State this weekend. His girlfriend plays soccer there. But I think the transfer portal tour for Adrian Martinez is not over.
I don't think it is, yeah. He's going to have plenty of suitors out there. More next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.